This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As an extension of the Good Day program every week, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, as representative samplings of minds that do this for a living, go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. So Jennifer's here and Jay is here to talk about the stories that are on the list and the people that are there. And I think, as we, I'll go through the list. We always have during excerpts of the program stories, so you'll know exactly what's on the list. But I'll go through it just because it makes sense. And it's because it's the first of the new year and yada yada. Okay, so on the story list, the playoffs, football playoffs are at number 10. First time there's been a sports story in here for quite a long time. Number 9, what President Trump is still engaged in terms of his legal battles and fights. Number 8 is the resignation of the president of Harvard University. Number 7, what's going on with these new Jeffrey Epstein court documents. Number 6 and 5 and 4 basically are all about what's going on in the Middle East with the Iran terror attack. What it says about the country itself, what's going on in Israel. It's just amazing how many of these countries are at war with themselves. And then I think to myself, after I make that statement, we are at war with ourselves here in this country. It's like all over the world. It's really, we are. We're at war with ourselves. And you see this all the time in some of the discourse when it comes to the people that are running for president. I was just talking, Jennifer, one of the more recent hours of the program about the fellow who is a Capitol police officer who resigned because he's running for Congress, and his major issue is what happened on the Capitol steps on January 6th, and he doesn't want to see Donald Trump get elected. I don't know what his running for Congress is, how that's going to keep Donald Trump from being president, but anyway, he feels strongly about that, so that was kind of an interesting reality. So let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein and these documents. I think every day
I can't believe that's not number one. It broke the internet.
We've talked about it, I think, pretty much every day this week since, what was it, Tuesday night that these things came out, and then there was more and more and more and more because the judge ordered the unsealing of all the filings, and so Prince Andrew is on the list and Bill Clinton is on the list. There are 100 people that are named in these documents that basically focus on the pedophilia of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, does this mean that all these people are guilty of some kind of pedophilia? Prince Andrew, I don't want to think that about Bill Clinton, even though a lot of people have lots of negative thoughts about Bill Clinton and his sexual encounters. Is he that much of a perv? I believe it with Prince Andrew because I've always thought he was kind of a...
Well, I think there's a really bad piece of news that's out there. And the bad piece of news is that this is Jeffrey Epstein's list. That's what everybody is calling it. Like somehow there was a release of all the people that Jeffrey Epstein has ever done anything nefarious with. And that's actually not what this is. What this was 900. The first dump was 900 pages plus. The second dump was 300 pages plus. And these are court documents with a civil trial involving Prince Andrew from these women who accused him of sexual assault of these underage girls. So this really, it doesn't let off the hook the people that Jeffrey Epstein was up to no good with. In fact, a lot of the people who were mentioned in context. And the perfect example is Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell was mentioned in there, but it wasn't because she was at Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's because something happened allegedly at her birthday party. And so then people were talking about Naomi Campbell, and then all of a sudden she's allegedly on Jeffrey Epstein's list. So I think we have to be careful because if you read through it, I mean, a lot of these people were mentioned in context. Another one was like Michael Jackson or David Copperfield. We don't know if they were there for bad reasons. We just know that one of the lawyers asked one of the accusers, who was the most famous person you saw, which seems to be like a terrible question for a lawyer to ask. And they said, Michael Jackson. And another one said, David Copperfield was there doing magic. Well, maybe David Copperfield was paid to do magic, or maybe he's a total perv. We don't know. We just know that they were mentioned in that context. And really, for Bill Clinton, the only thing we learned is that Jeffrey Epstein said, according to one of these girls, that Bill Clinton likes them young. Well, guess what? We know that. He, like, went after his intern. Like, that's
all right,
not...
so this... Why do I say this lovingly because I don't really want to or have to apologize for my thoughts, because my thoughts are my thoughts. But I feel like the way you've gone into this is a lead up to trying to justify Donald Trump's name on the list, because his name is on the list along with a lot of other people. So what did he do? Al Gore's
but
on the list.
But in context with... Go ahead, Jay.
Let me go ahead for a second, because I think in this circumstance, it's hard to not imagine, given Donald Trump's exploits with all these other characters, these women who have charged him with this, that, or the other thing, that he wasn't involved in some way, shape, or form. And so that's what I find.
Okay, honestly, this wasn't about Donald Trump for me at all. This was about actually reading the transcripts. But since you bring up Donald Trump, in the context that he was mentioned in there, because the only reason Donald Trump is even in these documents, these particular documents, is because Jeffrey Epstein lived two houses down from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. And so he had a membership at Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, for the record, Donald Trump canceled when he heard that he was a perv and kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago because he was approaching
his
staff. He kicked him out. Now, Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump was mentioned in these court documents because they said, did Donald Trump ever approach you for a massage? No, the answer was. Did he ever make sexual advances at you? The answer was no. So, okay, we can say Donald Trump was mentioned, but for even less of a reason, I think, than... I mean, kind of in the same way that Naomi Campbell was mentioned.
Cameron Diaz was mentioned. And
When
we've discussed this before, that he's a collector. Epstein was a collector of many things, including just simply names and contact information, people he wanted to get in touch with. Some people are going to be on a list that he's never even met. And I think the point is that, some people that are on the list are guilty of malicious intent and wrongdoing.
But simply
being on the list doesn't equate to wrongdoing.
I think we need to see the list, because there is no list. This is like thousands of pages of transcript where people were talked about. We still don't have Jeffrey Epstein's black book. We still don't know who his biggest clients were. He operated in famous people. Because there's a lot of interest and intrigue about this whole piece of the world that I don't think many of us knew existed. And to answer your question about who the baddies are at this point, most of the baddies are people that we don't know their names. Tom Pritzker is one that's been mentioned quite a bit.
Known in Dallas and Chicago because his family owns a bunch of hotels.
He owns a Hyatt. He runs the Hyatt. And his, J.B. Pritzker is the governor of Illinois. I think there's a sister who's on the board of Harvard. But he's one that denies the allegations, but this woman said that there was something there. Prince Andrew's the one who looks the worst. Prince Andrew's the one who was supposedly groping with his puppet, having an orgy. These are the reasons that he settled this, because this particular civil case was all about Prince Andrew. So there could be a whole slew of people that are just skating today that were never brought up in this particular transcript because it didn't have anything to do with Prince Andrew.
Well, there we go. There's a good overview of the whole thing. Pretty objective as well. Jennifer and Jay and Doug. Jay, did you have something else you wanted to say? You started when Jennifer continued.
No, I said what I had to say.
All right. Well, that's good. We want everybody to say what they have to say. All right. So let's move into the situation with the economy and what is known and what isn't known about the debt limit. You know, people are saying, and it's true, our economy is very healthy. Is it better now than it was when Trump was in before? I think it depends on how you look at it. I think we all would agree that we had more money in our pocket, more money to spend, more comfort in spending money when Trump was president than we have with Biden. Now, it may be that you politically look at it and say, oh, that's not really true. I think it really is. I feel like Jay and I have talked about this, and I don't know, Jennifer, whether you have jumped into it on your program, the local L.A., the one of the leading morning programs in the country that Jennifer does on KRLA in Los Angeles. The idea that we have so much money to spend, but yet when you look at the real story here, it's about the debt, the national debt, and the fact that it's up to $34 trillion now. It was $31 trillion before COVID, so you can easily do the math, and we spent about $3 trillion trying to dig ourselves out of the COVID situation. But the more startling thing to me was looking at what the projections were if we don't change our evil ways. And that is, in 10 years, we will be in debt for $50 trillion. What in
how,
the name
can
of
you
God?
Even envision that?
I mean, no, you can't. But 40% of what we pay now in taxes goes to pay the interest on the debt. It never gets paid down, and it's like it will never get paid down, because how would you ever pay it down when our budget, in this, the annual budget here, is I don't know how much is it, $7 trillion or something. It's like the largest individual item, excuse me, on the list of budgetary documents is the Defense Department budget. But then closely after that are entitlements and the billions, hundreds of billions that are spent there. You're not going to cut those. The thing that comes to the surface more than anything else, and this is a good time to talk about it because we always kind of talk about it on tax day when you're trying to figure out where's all your money going, and you realize that the Government Accounting Office comes up every year with this list of fraud and abuse and that waste. And we know how much is wasted in the Defense Department because about almost half of what is spent is wasted. And then, or it's corruption or whatever the hell it is. And so then you look at the Health and Human Services, you look at all the entitlements and all of the fraudulent stuff that goes on with the drug companies, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And we just, maybe we're numb to it. Or we just say, oh, well, that's the way it is. Well, why is it the way it is? I don't want my, it's like flushing it down the toilet, for God's sakes. I work hard for my money, and you do too. All of us do. And to have taxes taken, extracted from us in a way that we have no say over where it goes, I think is a reason to be really upset at the way things are, frankly. So anyway, that's the economy number two. Ladies, stand by. We continue in a matter of moments here on the overview. We call it the Talk Radio Review.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24-7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, 23 at the hour now, and the headlines and then some. Headlines and deadlines, that's what the talk radio is. That's what talk radio is about. It's about the news. What's on the news? We yak about the news. The Good Day program focuses on kind of all the news, not just the political news or the things that pertain to running government. Although the list this week is fairly varied, from the presidential race to what people have learned about Mr. Epstein and his list, and the appropriate resignation of the president of Harvard, which we'll get to. Right now, though, we have our social media comments that I want Jay to go through, if you will, please, as to the news stories that you've been following this week. This is a common question. We ask a bunch of questions, pretty much a new one every day at gooddayshow.com. And so you want to go through what some of the answers are? This is good.
Mm-hmm. Susan Joel is following the border crisis, which I know so many people are. Antonio Gimbernet. Okay, hear this one out, because I couldn't find any of this information, so I don't know how true it is, but he says, I am shocked that Drew Barrymore is on the Epstein Island list. Should Drew Barrymore and Oprah be put on trial like Ghislaine Maxwell? Get the popcorn. This movie is getting good.
Well, we just talked about that. I think we just sort of, Jennifer did a good job, and so did you, Jay, of taking that list and trying to put perspective with all the names that are on the list. It's like a lot of other things. People see the names and they say, oh, wow, they were into sex with poor little girl. Well, no.
Yeah.
I hadn't even seen Drew Barrymore on there, though, and I looked through a lot of the documents.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw Cameron Diaz, but
I know that there were rumors. Oprah's name has been floating around for some time since this kind of became a topic. This is the first time seeing of Drew Barrymore, so that's why I was saying I don't know how real this one is.
I think really here's what I would say about
the list
this.
Doesn't necessarily mean one thing or the other.
I would also say the people who were not mentioned are the ones you need to be worried about the most, because the people who are so deeply burrowed into Jeffrey Epstein's black book and these power brokers, these people we don't even know in the world, they're probably the ones who are in this a lot more than like a Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah, it's all twisted and contorted. All right, what else have we got? This solo
Michael Grivich. Yeah, Michael Grivich says, the news in the U.S. is nothing but right or left propaganda. Gone are the days when you could get both sides of a story and be treated like an adult to make up your own mind. I do follow the Ukrainian story, but use offshore news sources to learn what's really going on. Same with the border issue and political corruption in both parties.
You know, I've said this often when I was traveling around the country a lot, in 10, 20 years ago. I learned more about what was going on in America from being outside of America. The coverage in England and in Europe and even some other countries was much better, frankly. Because what's going on in America is always the focus of much of what people are talking about or what they're reading about offshore, if you want to refer to use that as a reference. But learning what's going on here, seeing it from the perspective of people who really do the digging and explain what's what and who's who, it's really pretty amazing. All right, what else we got here, Jay?
Yeah, Nicole Oswald says, I'm very concerned regarding the borders and security of the United States, adding, I need a president that can take care of that. The United States is not the USA that we used to know.
No, that's true in many different ways, and many of them are very perplexing. It is not this. I've said this many times. The town I grew up in is not the town I live in today, and the country that I grew up in is not the country that I know today. And you can draw your own conclusions from that. All right. So you also asked what folks were thinking about on the presidential election horizon. What do you see there?
Yeah, Ronnie Appo said President Biden and his administration have brought back America. We Americans should thank him for his wisdom, brilliance, and intellect, and by arguable, the most observant president in U.S. history.
Well, Ronnie, you don't mind if I disagree with you, do you?
Terry Seavey says, well, right now, Nikki Haley, but we'll see. Sharon Jacobuk says Donald J. Trump. And David Slater says it's sad to think that neither party can offer a candidate. Let's focus on serving the country.
Yep, that's the best point of all of them that were made there. Thank you, sir. It's 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. North Korea helping supply the Russians with ballistic missiles as that country ramps up its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that
Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine, including as part of its overnight aerial attack.
In response, the U.S. is rolling out additional sanctions against entities facilitating the arms transfers. Kirby also called on Congress to provide funding to Ukraine. An American and his two daughters among those dead in a plane crash that happened in the Caribbean this week. According to investigators in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a single-engine plane left around noon Thursday on a flight to St. Lucia and quickly began experiencing difficulties. It was only moments after takeoff before the plane was careening into the ocean. The Americans have been identified as 51-year-old Christian Klepser and his two daughters, ages 10 and 12. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review and roundup of our thoughts. Jennifer Horn from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner from Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. We were just talking off the air. Just so you know, we keep our minds on the issues of the day, even when we're not on the air. We've been talking about Brussels sprouts. And
you know, the big stuff. Yeah. The really controversial issues. Forget whether you like Donald Trump. Do you like a Brussels sprout?
Yeah. So I went to Jennifer's house. She invited me to her dad's house for Christmas Eve dinner. So I went over, and we were just talking about the stuff. It was very good because it was different. It wasn't the same bill of fare that you get. And,
yeah, you got to try my dumplings, which are a labor of love. Those are not easy to make, by the way.
They were Czechoslovakian dumplings.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
We all had lots of those. But then they were the Brussels sprouts, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Who made the Brussels sprouts?
I did.
You did? Ugh, they were awful.
What don't you like about them? They were roasted.
I know. I don't know what I didn't like about them. I'm okay with Brussels sprouts if they're kind of fried and a lot of butter on them. But I don't know.
So you don't like Brussels sprouts, then, is what I'm hearing.
Okay, so you want to know the recipe? It's a hard one. It's Brussels sprouts, olive oil, garlic, and salt and pepper. That was it. And then roasted. That was all.
Delicious.
Yep. I thought so, but, you know. Hey, everybody's a critic.
I'll be invited. Look at me. I'm looking gift horse in the mouth.
I know.
I didn't have. Jennifer said, you want to come over for Christmas Eve? And I said, yeah. The kids are busy doing something else somewhere else. So I said, yeah, let's do that. So I What I liked best, as usual, other than the camaraderie sitting between you and your dad.
That was a good spot.
Yeah, it was a good spot. And then it was the desserts. Always the desserts. The desserts.
Oh, the desserts,
it.
Yeah.
It's always
mm-hmm.
made. Yeah, right.
Well, my
right.
cousin made a lot of cookies, so, you know. We
your cousin, I not met, if I had met your cousin before, I don't remember meeting her before. She's good at making good stuff. Yum. Okay,
yeah.
That has nothing to do with our talk radio review. Let's get back to things on the list. And, of course, Donald Trump is there in name and in fashion. So what do we have here? This petition filed by 5 voters this week to bar Trump from the Illinois primary election? Why are you
I'm going to get my friends together and because it's just weird to say 5 people got together to file a petition to remove someone
story.
From the ballot.
Yeah. Well, listen, it got the attention of the news media doesn't like him to begin with. So
I wish that I would have known. I would have gotten 5 of my neighbors together. We would have tried to kick Adam Schiff off the ballot since he's my congressman, you know.
So why don't you? Seriously. Why don't
he's
you?
He's running for Senate now. So,
keep him from running for the Senate. He's as useless as a lot of these other people. Yeah. So what have you got on him? Why don't you do that? You could make, it'd be good PR for the radio program. You could file and get, you know, you can certainly get a lot more than 5 people with all the people that listen to your program. Why don't you, there was a guy in Boston, I don't think you ever knew him, Jerry Williams, was perhaps the number one muckraker in the country when it came to talk radio. He was always on to political leaders. It was during the time when Michael Dukakis was the governor of Massachusetts and when he ran for president, and he could do no right. Jerry Williams was after him every morning, noon, and night. And one of the, he had so much power as the host of that program on WRKO in Boston that he kept, the governor was not successful at doing a number of things once Jerry got onto him. Like they were trying to build a new jail someplace in, out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the state. And Williams got onto it, and he just kept roiling and getting people. He had tens of thousands of people sign a petition to keep. Nobody even knew this is a little town called West Brookfield or New Braintree. It was New Braintree, and there were like 5 people that live in the town. And the state owns a lot of land out there. It's near the reservoir, and so they say, nobody's going to object to this. Let's put the prison out there. And it happened that they were putting it near to a school. And of course, nobody was smart enough to think about that, so that's what Jerry jumped on. Can you imagine having all those criminals next to the school? He killed it. The prison was never built. And so those were those are the good old days of muckraking talk radio. We ought to have a little more of that and a little less focus. For example, in New York City, I think Eric Adams is a disaster. Everything I read about this guy, everything that comes into my purview, is negative about this guy. And so now, in order to turn the table around, this is something this week, and it really isn't on the top 10, but I thought it was interesting, because he's announced a lawsuit against the big bus companies that are hauling asylum seekers into the city. So he's like $708 million in a lawsuit to cover the cost for carrying. Why is he suing the bus companies? We could sue Greg Abbott or, you know, some of the people that are hiring the bus companies.
Well, how about this? How about let's sue the Biden administration then? Because it's not the buses and it's not Greg Abbott. It's the people who are coming in here, who are coming in unchecked, and the door is open. I mean, that's what I don't understand. I think the misplaced anger, there's misplaced anger. We need to do a better job. I mean,
it's back to not knowing the real story. Go ahead.
December's numbers, it was like over 300,000 people. The total of people coming in 2020 was 400,000 people. So instead of getting better, this is getting worse. It is so broken. And it's scary. Like, how much is enough? The state of Indiana came in last year. That's how many people came in.
Yeah. So I got all worked up. Jay will testify to this. I don't remember which day it was. But when I saw that the feds were trying to sue Greg Abbott, or they're trying to take, I forget the dimension that was, but they want to cut barbed wire and the razor wire that's across the border in many areas of Texas to keep the immigrants out. The feds want to cut that so that they can get in. Who thinks like that? Who, I don't like Greg Abbott. I'm not a fan of his at all. But I think the state of Texas did the right thing if the feds won't do something. And why don't they? What is there about this that these people are so devoted to let all of these people, who knows who they are, into our country? I mean, this is not a simplistic thing, but it is. It gets down to something that's pretty simplistic. What's your motivation? Is it just that you want them all to become Democrats and vote for you? Is it that easy? Or what else is there here? You can't really, unless there's no common sense. Susan Rice has never had any common sense, and she's the real mover behind most everything that gets done in the Biden administration. But I'm telling you, I don't see it. I don't understand it. What am I missing, ladies?
I wish I could tell you, because I don't know how anybody who loves this country can say that what's happening is okay. And I don't understand how anybody who says that they are a humanitarian can understand this, because there are so many women and children that are being trafficked across the border, so many drugs that are coming across the border, so many people who are using good people as shields to get into this country for bad reasons. I mean, I just don't understand how anybody can explain that this is okay without organization. It would be, it's kind of like just leaving your doors, your windows, everything open and unlocked, and somebody giving away free donuts. Like, come on in front of your house. Like, at some point,
free donuts? Where do we go?
Will happen.
Where are those free donuts? I want some of those free donuts. Okay, let's get to our friend Donald Trump, the psychic that went on Fox to predict his future.
Oh, yeah, the tarot card reader, right?
Right, yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her name is Jessie Waters. She's pretty well known.
No, Jessie Waters is the host.
Right, yeah. But the psychic's name is Paula Roberts.
Yeah.
And so I was confused, Jessie, with somebody else, because I think Jessie is a woman. And it's not. It's a man. Anyway, not the issue. The question was about Donald Trump. The answer has gone viral. And what he said, just do one card. Give me a reading on President Trump with one card. And anybody who knows anything about tarot cards knows that's not always. You need four or five cards in order to get a trend. But anyway, so did you talk about this on KRLA when this came out earlier this week, Jennifer? The card,
yes,
what does
did.
It mean? Yeah, what did
well,
you,
I mean, you
how
know,
did you read
our,
into it?
On our station, tarot cards are not all that, you know,
no,
looked
I'm
into
popular.
With authenticity. Yeah. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, I think that it's interesting. Like, just Jennifer Horn personally, I think it's interesting to see how all that stuff, like, plays in. But,
yeah.
I wouldn't bet anything on it at this point. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows? There's no guarantees in life.
No, but this woman has done the same thing for Biden, I think. If I'm not mistaken, Jay, isn't that right? Didn't she do the same thing? She's been asked to do the same thing. She's sort of a...
What did she say about Biden?
I'm just trying to remember. I just remember she had talked about Biden. She turned over a card that meant that he would have lots and lots and lots and lots of money.
From China.
Yeah, from China, exactly. No, that's what Waters said, from China.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is. Well, listen, just one more thing. I happen to, that's why I never would make it when I was on the Salem stations. I was okay until I wasn't. And one of the things that came up that was, and this was quite a long time ago, because I used to be on 16 or 17 of the Salem stations back in the 90s and early 2000s. And so... something came up when something happened, and I said it on something on the air that they didn't like. But they then went back through a laundry list of things that I talked about that they didn't like. And one of them was having Uri Geller on and having people that are, believe in supernatural stuff. And, because they're basically a pretty Christian-driven organization. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right, so looking at some of the other things that are on, I'm trying to figure out now... The Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis seems to me, but I've always said this about him, I think he's like, he's a nothing. He's never had really, he doesn't have any thought process. The guy just died. I mean, I don't know what to think of Nikki Haley. I doubt that Trump would choose her as his running mate. I think more and more.
A lot of people think this, they are, actually. That now really? The words yeah. are, the rumors are flying that she could be it to try to unify the party. But then there are a lot of people in Trump's camp who say, well, we don't want her to be the vice president. We don't want that. So it'd be interesting to see what he decides.
I went to Palm Beach for New Year's Eve, and I was around a lot of people who were very well-heeled. And who really loved Trump. And one of the names that came up, and it was very interesting because once the name came up, I said, I know him. It was Larry Elder. And yeah. how he might fit into this whole equation. And so they were all interested to know how I knew him. And so then we became, you know, we talked about what I do for a living. And, oh, isn't that fascinating? And how do you know Larry? And
Larry is very interested. He's talked to President Trump, but I don't think there's ongoing conversations. But you never know. I think he could definitely pick worse choices. I think Elder would actually be quite good for him.
Well, he would be in a lot of different ways. Not that, you know what? I'm going to eat these words. I like Larry, and I always have liked him. You know, he and I started on KVC the same day in 1993. And when I think about him and what he stands for and how well he's presented himself over the years on the radio, his thought process is actually pretty solid. And so you can do what you want with these words, Jennifer, but if Larry were on the ballot, I might seriously change my position on not voting for Donald Trump, because I wouldn't be voting
now
for Trump.
Now, we must make it so.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. I still think Kennedy is the best choice of the bunch out there, but you know, all that's subject to change. And who said, was that Jennifer or was that Jay?
No, I said, yeah. I think Donald Trump's going to pick somebody who's not currently a candidate for president.
Yeah, that could be. We shall see. We continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with Jennifer and Jay. I'm Doug at 48 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence haven't come.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tommy appears with us here as we prepare for weekend things. A lot of people are preparing for snow, so maybe I'll ask him a few questions about some of the best shovels and some of the best blowers and that sort of thing. But first, let's start out with a question from one of our listeners. The guy's name is Jeff. And he wants to know how to smooth out a, you call them a popcorn ceiling. I would call them just a rough, whatever they, what's the other name
texture?
For them? It's a texture, yes, a texture. I think they're kind of ugly to begin with. But don't they use that stuff to cover up oftentimes messes that are...
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Them? You know, the reason that so many builders used popcorn ceilings, especially back in the 80s and 90s, was because they were trying to avoid having to... Put up drywall ceilings that when people would complain about, because if the seam wasn't perfect and you had lighting, which you often do on a ceiling, it would show. And so it would take a lot of time, a lot of callbacks to get it right. So like, well, we're just going to texture it. Nobody will notice. And that's kind of what happened. But right. Now, you know, we've got so many houses that still have popcorn ceiling and people really, really don't like it for a lot of reasons. I mean, first of all, it holds dirt. And you know, you can paint popcorn ceiling. There's a special roller for it. It's very thick and it has slits in it. And basically it's designed to go over the popcorn. And so you can do that. That helps. But frankly, if you really want to seal it in, you got to prime it first. So it's a lot of work. Almost as much work as taking it down. But James, if you want to take it down, you can. Generally, the procedure is obviously cover everything you don't want popcorn droppings on. But you wet the ceiling down. And what I like to use for that is a garden sprayer where I can pump it up and just kind of control how much moisture I'm putting on it. Wet that ceiling down, work a spot at a time, an area at a time, and then you want to use a wide scraper to basically scrape the popcorn off the ceiling. And once you get it all done, then you definitely have to prime that ceiling. I would use a solvent-based primer, an oil-based primer, to get it in, sealed in real nice. And then you could put a flat paint over top of it. You're still going to see some of the remains of the texture of the popcorn, but it will not look as bad as it did before.
So is the assumption here that this stuff was put up with latex paint and so it's easier to scrape off? Because
yes.
I'm listening to the formula that that wouldn't work necessarily for oil-based paint.
Yeah, no, I've never seen anything that was like a solvent-based popcorn material. It's always it's always water-based.
Okay, got it. All right, now, one of the things, by the way, Tom is brought to you today by the folks at Progressive Insurance. You can protect your home and your auto with Progressive. Save yourself a bundle of dough. Get a quote at progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm talking about homes and the next episode of the Money Pit podcast is something that is from the dream scope.
Yeah, we call it pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams.
Your pipe from freezing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty cold and snowy across much of. You got snow in New Jersey?
Not yet. Second year now.
Yeah, really?
Bought a brand new snowblower last year, being the season. Still brand new. Mm-hmm. Haven't used it yet.
So then, under the circumstances, what do you recommend, just out of curiosity, because there is a snowstorm? Shovels, what's the best shovel? Is it aluminum? Is it plastic?
First of all, let's talk about the pipes, Doug. So a couple things you can do right away is, if your pipes are prone to freezing, and those homes that are, people know this, right, open up your kitchen cabinets, your bathroom cabinets, so more heat gets into those spaces, especially those areas that are prone to freezing. Insulate areas that have exposed pipes, that the rubber insulation has a slit down the side, very easy to put those on. Also, with respect to the freezing pipes, you can run a little water, very slow drip, through the farthest faucet from where the main is, and that will move a little water through the pipes and makes it less likely that the pipes can freeze. All those things can help. And finally, if you do get a frozen pipe, you know this stuff called heat tape?
Yep.
It's like an appliance, and you attach it to the pipe and plug it in. It's okay to use it just to thaw out a pipe, but sometimes as a home inspector, I'd find people making a permanent appliance, which is a mistake, and I've pulled the stuff off and found burnt wood underneath it, burnt framing material and things like that. So don't do that. And if you put the heat tape on, don't wrap it over itself. Just lay it like a strip over top of the pipe, and you tape it off with electrical tape.
The gas company turned off or blew up the gas pipe going into one of the barns that I have.
Oh, no.
And so we've had to go buy a bunch of electric heaters to keep the pipes in the barn from freezing. And man, we're having to peel the walls away to make sure that the stuff doesn't freeze. It's just
and that's going to cost you a bundle in your utility bill.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Did I ever tell you how we used to do it when I was a kid? We were worried about the pipes freezing on the edge of the barn and the house, so we'd pile manure up against the wall to keep it from freezing.
I think most people would prefer a cleaner system.
Yes, thank you.
Pipes.
Tommy the Cave from the Money Pit, Money Pit Podcast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.